Hey everyone, this is Alyssa Amoroso, and you may know me as Publicity on Instagram, but now I'm putting my phone down to chat with everyone from reality stars to fashion influencers to leading industry execs. We're going to be dishing on the things you don't see on social media, so turn your volume up because things are about to get juicy. This is the Publicity Podcast. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I am your host, Alyssa Amoroso, and I am back, bitches. Wow, it's been a bit. I took two hiatuses over the past 8 months or so. I just feel like Corona was such a crazy time, and if I'm being completely honest with you guys, I lost some motivation for the podcast during this time. And I want to get into that and I want to discuss why, but I realize that I might have some new listeners. So first, I want to say hi to all of you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As I mentioned, my name is Alyssa. I run Publicity on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, every single freaking platform that there is. I am on it. I sell merch, the whole nine. But a little bit about me, I am a former entertainment publicist turned full-time influencer. I love to interview reality stars, influencers, and entrepreneurs, and just people that I think are cool, and that's what I do. And I've taken a break over quarantine twice, like I said, because I lost some motivation, and I kind of just want to get into why. Then I want to talk about some hot topics and things that are going on in pop culture, update you guys on my personal life, and then I am going to jump into an amazing interview with Kate from TikTok. Again, some of you might be here to just hear that interview with Kate, but I hope that you stick around and listen to a little bit of this intro so you could get to know me better and subscribe to the pod, and we could do this together weekly. So I'll keep it quick. I'm pretty good at that. I don't know though. I say that, but I am a talker. But let me do this quickly. Why I lost motivation. Okay, so I just feel like, I'm trying to say this nicely, I follow a lot of celebrity news accounts on Instagram, and I feel like sometimes they could be pretty mean. They talk about people's looks, they talk about people's weight, they talk about money and just like things that I don't think are healthy or positive. And I love celebrity news and I love pop culture and I love to commentate on it, but I only want to do so in like a fun way where I'm just a commentator, not in a way that's mean or feels like I'm mocking someone. So I've been kind of having this moral dilemma with commenting on celebrities' lives, especially during quarantine, because it started to feel mean, and I never want to be that way. And I don't think I am that way. Let me just make that clear. I think I do a pretty good job at staying fair. But the news has just kind of been so heavy, and the world has been so heavy that I was like, I don't want to add to the negativity. I just want to add to positivity. So I kind of pumped the brakes a little bit. I am getting back into it, and I do want to continue to talk about pop culture with you guys. I have a Facebook group called the Publicity Tribe. I love my tea tribe. I love you guys. I love talking about pop culture. But again, I just want it to come from a fun, loving, positive, comical place, not a heavy, dark, mean place. And even on TikTok, like, I'll do things and talk about celeb news, and then some of the comments get super controversial, and it's just too heavy. It's like, oh my God, let's just love each other and be nice, decent humans. So I'm back. The podcast is back. I'm going to focus on interviewing people that I just think are freaking cool and less about, like, the celebrity of it all. I still want to always have on reality stars because that is, like, my favorite thing to do, but I am having on some people from TikTok, just people that I think have fun stories to share. And even if you're not a fan of them or if you don't follow them, you'll still come out of the conversation having learned something from them. So that is my new MO. Okay, life update. I moved apartments. Yes, I'm still in New York City. I feel like I'm the only one that freaking stayed in the city right now. But I am in the apartment of my dreams. It is stunningly beautiful. I'm obsessed with the way I decorated it. I will have an apartment tour coming to YouTube within the week or so. So you guys will have access to everything that I bought. I'll include links. You'll get all the juicy deets. But I am in my new apartment. I am so freaking happy to be here. I feel like I turned the page and started a completely new chapter. I was talking to someone in quarantine for a few months and he seemed really great and it seemed like we had a really good thing going. We were long distance lovers. It was virtual and we lived in different areas and because of the pandemic weren't able to meet, but we were planning to meet. And the day that I moved into my apartment, you know, we FaceTimed for 4 hours. He wished me luck. The next day we woke up. I woke up to a lovely message from him. And then 30 minutes after that, his ex-girlfriend slid into my DMs telling me that he's been playing multiple girls. Then I connected with another one of his exes and she told me he's a narcissist, a love addict, a sex addict, and all these freaking things. So I ended things with him right then and there, cold turkey. First day in my new apartment. He is someone that I met on social media and someone that you guys probably follow. So I am not going to say much more because I'm not in the business of hurting people's careers. I honestly think he just is someone that needs help and I hope that he gets it. And, you know, it's been sad because I thought I really hit it off with this person and now I'm kind of like, was it lies? Did he even like me? Were we compatible or did he just pretend to be compatible with me? So it's been kind of a mind fuck. I'm not even like thinking about him much at all. Like, you know, because we did never meet, even though we talked so much, it was easy for me to kind of flip that switch. I'm more so just disappointed about dating in general. It's like, I thought I met a good guy. I thought we were going to date. Like, it seems like things were moving in such a positive way. And now I'm back at square one. So I'm just trying to focus on myself. You know, back to focusing on myself, what I've been telling you guys for years, but that's just the name of the game and trying to get back into the dating world and just kind of regroup here. But that's my personal life update. And then onto the pop culture stuff. I mean, I think I'm the only person in the world that is on the Claire and Dale ship. I mean, look, could she have handled things better? Sure. I just feel like she went on the show to find love. She found her dude. I'm really happy for her. I hope it's genuine. I have tons of mutual friends with Dale, and every single person that's friends with him tells me how wonderful of a person he is. And they are nice people, so I don't think they're lying to me. So I just have to believe that they're happy together. Tayshia's going to be a bomb-ass bachelorette. We are going to love getting 2 seasons out of one. And like, let's just look at the positive. Stop talking shit about Claire. Although I did notice that Dale looks like Leon Rimes. And if you're confused about that, go to my TikTok. I did a video. It picked up some traction. And people are absolutely shook at the fact that Dale and Leon Rimes are actually twins. So yeah, tonight is another episode of The Bachelor. I'm recording this on a Monday. We'll go live on a Wednesday. So by then, Tayshia will have entered the group chat. And she is strutting her stuff. So I am so excited to see what our girl is getting into. Okay, I told you guys I would do this quick. And I'm actually really proud because it's been about 8 minutes. And I'm already freaking done with everything. Wrapping it up. I am going to get into my interview right now with Kate. I hope that you guys enjoy it. And if you are new here and if you love celebrity gossip and celeb tea, please join my group on Facebook. It is a closed group where like-minded individuals or people of all different races, ethnicities, backgrounds could come together to just support one another on life topics and, you know, pop culture and all of that. So just search Publicity's Tea Tribe. Wow, I stuttered. It's Publicity's Tea Tribe. And that's what you guys are called. You're my tea tribe. And I love you guys so much. And I am so excited for this interview. Let's get into it. And I will talk to you guys next Wednesday. I have another TikTok star coming on. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
So guys, I am here with Kate from TikTok, but I guess it's just at Kate now.
Like, it's just Kate. I know. Isn't that crazy? Like, It's just insane that like I could have that handle.
It's so insane. And I feel like I even noticed your followers are like, excuse me, like what is happening here?
I don't know. It's just, it's sad though, because like Kate from TikTok is like what started it all. I just like wanted, I didn't even know when I started it. I didn't plan on having it become what it is, you know? And like, even like my profile picture, it was just a joke. Like I can't even find that picture that I took. It was like a filter on Instagram. I saved it. I was like, I don't want people to find me. So I'm just going to post like this one that's like distorted my face a little bit. And then it just turned into what it is.
It's so insane how much you've grown. Like even, I feel like you just recently had posted that you hit 700,000 followers and then all of a sudden you're at like 750 or whatever. Like it just has grown.
Yeah. Rapidly. It's crazy. I think it's because of the algorithm too. Like there's a couple of these Christmas videos that just like go so, and that those things are such a joke to me. Like I'm just in my bed and I love Christmas. I've always loved Christmas, but I'm just in my bed and I actually enjoy watching this video. So I was like, you know what? Might as well do like a reaction to it. And people love them. The last like couple that I've posted, one has 1.7 million likes. Is insane. Like, I'm like, I don't deserve that. I don't know. It's just like, it's so weird.
So how did you, okay, you got into it kind of just like as a joke. And what was your like initial content? Because I found you probably like a month or two ago. And I think what I saw was the like Christmas stuff, obviously. I started seeing you like reacting to people like cooking videos.
Yeah. So my like first, I got TikTok almost a year ago. In a month, I posted my first TikTok on my birthday, which is December 13th. So like almost.
Oh, I'm January 4th. So we're close.
Yeah. What are you? A Sagittarius then or no?
Capricorn.
Okay. All right. So you just like, you missed the cutoff by like a little bit. So I posted my first TikTok on my birthday. I went home for Christmas last year and I was like, I need to do something on TikTok. I'm like, I'm obsessed. I'm like, I love it, you know? And then I tried the dances out. I was like, I'm going to be the next Charli D'Amelio, but like, I've never danced a day in my life, you know, like I never have danced. So I'm just like posting videos, blah, blah, blah. You know, like it's hard. It was hard with work, to like actually like do
it.
And then over quarantine, I was like posting random stuff. And then one day I was like super upset. And I was like, you know what? And my roommate was like, just get Taco Bell. Like, you know, that's going to make you feel better. And Taco Bell was always like a fear food of mine. And I've talked about this a lot, that I've had an eating disorder. I'm really open with like the process that I'm going through and how I'm and recovering and all of this stuff. And I feel like I've been helping a lot of people out, which is awesome. But like, I got Taco Bell because I was so sad. Like, I was just like, I had a really bad day and I got it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to film it and post it. And I did. And like, I got like 3,000 likes within like 2 days. And I was like, guys, send me to LA. Like, I'm ready to go. I'm packing my bags. And then it just kept going and going. And I was like telling my roommate, I'm like, this has got to be a fluke. Like, there's just no way that like, this is what it's going to be, you know? And then I get posting, and this is what's happened. So it's just like Christmas videos, eating videos, talking about like my relationship with food, how I've grown, just enjoying my life, you know, and trying to be that positive like person on a platform, because so many times, like, it's just such a negative space. And I do actually feel like TikTok's a pretty safe space, at least on my platform.
Yeah. I feel like for me, at least, there's so many people that I come across on TikTok that are like 21 or 22. I'm 29. And they're like these little like skinny girls that all look like Ariana Grande. And I'm like, how do people look like this at that age? Like, I did not look like that. And it's nice to come across someone like you who is more refreshing. And it's like, oh, that's a body like mine. Like, I have big boobs.
And everybody is beautiful. You know, like, we are body positive all the way. And I think it's just recognizing that, like, it's okay to not be like a size two, but size two is also beautiful, you know, like, but for me, like, I've always struggled with my weight. I fluctuate so much. I've been up 50 pounds. I've been 20 pounds lighter than I am now, you know? And like, I just feel like growing up, I never had someone to look at being like, that's normal, you know, like, and especially with like my siblings who are all skinny, like they're all tiny. I'm the one with the big boobs. I'm the one with the love handles. I'm the one that like has the fuller face. You know, it's something that's always like, I've always struggled with how I look at myself, you know? And I just feel like over quarantine, especially, I just feel like life is so short. Why not enjoy the body we're in, the food that we eat, the company that we have, you know? I'm 26 and this has taken me 26 years to realize, you know, it's not something that like people are like, how do you do it? Like, how's your mindset? And I've always been a person to look at the glass half full instead of half empty, but it's something that I think really hit over quarantine when I just realized like how short life is, mm-hmm. you know? So
it's so true. And like, I like that you get on there with like little to no makeup. You don't care about the angles. Like for me, I'm like, if I hold my phone under here, I have a double chin. If I do you just kind of like do whatever you want in the moment. Yeah. And I think that's really cool. Would you say that just being so candid is like what led to so much success, you think?
I think so, because I have to say like on my Instagram, I like how my Instagram is like put together, you know, like people will see that my Instagram is more put together, but I'm kind of like going more towards the TikTok route. And I think it's also because I want to be the same person on both platforms, you know, like it's what we do. We think that people are judging us 24/7, and I know that people are judging me on TikTok, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm helping way more people than are judging me, you know, like,
so fair. Yeah.
So it's like, I like wearing makeup. I like being like, I like feeling beautiful, you know, but like, I don't have to feel beautiful. Like I don't have to wear makeup to feel beautiful, you know, like
I go out of the house, like right now I have no makeup on. Like I always go out of the house without makeup, and I'm like, I feel comfortable enough in my own skin where I don't like need to feel like I need something else to make me feel confident. But yeah. I love dressing up and like my whole thing is fashion, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It's so interesting because so I was a publicist and I worked with like tons of celebrities and rappers and like athletes and that whole thing. And I decided like, okay, I'm going to go into the influencer space because I saw so much opportunity. And I like my main business has been on Instagram. And ever since kind of like gaining traction on TikTok, it's been so interesting for me to see the different audiences. Like whatever I want on TikTok, I don't care. It's like quicker content, so much more fun. Like I personally love it so much more as a platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's interesting the influencers that are kind of coming up on TikTok, the way they treat Instagram like a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok's like the main platform now.
I also think just for me, like I grew up with Instagram. Like when I was it must have been when I was like a junior or senior in high school, that's when Instagram like first came about. So like I can remember my little cousin who's on TikTok. She's not little, she's in high school now, but like last summer she was like, "Kate, you need to get on TikTok." And I was like, "I'm not getting on TikTok. You will not find me on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Promise you that. Like I don't need to be in that space." And it's actually pretty funny because the age range that I have on TikTok are mostly female in college.
Mm-hmm.
They're not younger. And I'm surprised to like find that out, like just based on my analytics, like, and the people that stop me in the street. And like, it's pretty interesting. Cause like, I thought that TikTok was more of this like middle school age range, you know? So
yeah. And that's what I try to tell people. I'm like, TikTok is what you want it to be, because I got into TikTok wanting to do celebrity news because my dream one day is to be like Juliana Rancic, like entertainment host. So I was like, okay, I started in January really like pulsing out content. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start reporting celebrity news. I don't see one person on the app. This is really before anyone did it. I was anyone using the app as a like reporting platform.
Yeah.
So I started to do it, but my videos weren't picking up traction. No one cared because the app wasn't being used that way. So then I kind of was like, oh shit, that sucks. So I stopped doing it, which I should have never stopped. That's the one thing. You have to just keep being consistent.
Right.
And all these people popped up reporting celebrity news going super viral. And I was like, shit, like I had the idea and I was one of the first, and then I didn't really continue. So now I'm really, you know, trying to do that.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting. Like I forget where I was even going with this. What were you saying?
Like, I don't know, but I think for you though too, like you have such a good personality that like, think a lot of it has to do with personality on TikTok as well. I don't think, because there's a ton of people that like, they're like, oh, I really want to mukbang. I want to do this. I want to do what you do. I'm like, absolutely do it. But like, there has to be like you have to be able to kind of give more of yourself than anything, you know? And that's not to say that I encourage it. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I think it's so fun to like watch people eat and like see what their day is like, you know? And like, I think that's fun. Maybe that's just like weird of me to do, but like, I like, it gets it. You get inspired for like what you want to eat for dinner, you know?
Oh, 100%. Literally. When was this? Yesterday or the other day, I was like, I really want like good Italian food. And I live in New York City. So I'm like, okay, like, let me go look. So I looked on those girls. I think you follow them, the VIP list or whatever.
Yes. I just follow them.
So I was like, oh, I'm just going to go see what they're posting. Maybe I'll find some inspo for takeout.
Yeah.
I use TikTok now, and like you with the freaking eel sauce and the,
oh yeah. And like, spicy mayo.
Yes.
Oh my God. But I get so many mixed reviews on that. People are like, you have to enjoy the fish. I'm like, I like all the sauces. Like, I don't know what you, I like all the sauces, you know, like,
wait,
you say so tomato, I say tomato. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay. So you helped me learn something inadvertently. So you kept posting about the eel sauce, whatever. I've always loved when eel sauce comes like drizzled on my sushi.
Yes.
But I've never had like a side of it.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'm just kind of curious, like, what is eel sauce? So I Googled it. I was like, for the first time in my life, I was like, there's not freaking eel in eel
sauce. No. So I think it's
shocked.
Wait, is it? Okay. I actually never looked it up, but is it soy sauce and sugar? Is that what it is?
No, but it's like something sugary. It has nothing to do with eel.
No.
I was like, this is why I never ordered a side of it. Cause I was like, I kind of feel weird getting like a side of fish sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's so good. Oh my God. It's so good.
It's the best. It's so good. Yeah. Wait. So, okay. So you've made some places like kind of famous, like Mr. Wraps must be literally that you walk on.
They like changed the name to Kate from TikTok's Wrap, right? But I just like feel so happy for them because they're a local business, you know? And with COVID, there's just so many like local places that are going out of business because like it's hard times. And I'm just so happy that like this is how it came about and like they just are like doing so well, you know? And so many people come.
Nice.
I know. And I'm really hoping that like after COVID, I can do like a meet and greet there where like people can come and like I can like do like whatever, take pictures, you know, like we can all eat, maybe do like a huge mukbang or something of like the buffalo chicken wrap. I don't know.
Honestly, when you post that, I'm like, it gets me in the mood for buffalo chicken.
It's so good. It's so good.
And so I'm from New Jersey. So I'm like, New Jersey's food is like top notch. It's like,
oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's the best. So whenever I see you, I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm about to hop on the path and like go into
home. Oh my God.
So you really just started going there, liking it and posting, and then it just started picking up traction.
I actually can't take the credit for it. But so I lived in Hoboken for a full year before my boyfriend moved to Hoboken. And when he moved to Hoboken, I walked by this place so many times. I walked by Mr. Up so many times. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I won't. Never tried it. And then I finally, he came to Hoboken. He was like, Kate, let's just try this place. I was like, okay. He tried it once without me and he was like, it's so good. And so I was like, all right, I trust you, Connor. Like, sure. And so every single time, like someone like posted about it, he's like, you know, you're taking credit for something you didn't find. Like I found it. I was like, okay, I get it.
I got a lot of questions about Connor. People just like wanted to know like what he thinks of all of this. Cause this has been like a whirlwind.
Yeah. I think that our relationship works because I'm more of the outgoing one and he's like the shy one, you know? And like, I kind of like that selfishly just because like, I like if I had someone that was just like me, it would be like competing for like attention, you know, it would be a lot, you know, and I know I'm a lot, but Connor's just quiet and he doesn't mind like not being in the spotlight. I want him to be in more of them, but I'm also like respectful that if he doesn't want to be in it, like I'm not going to like push him, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's so funny. I just love it because I'm like, I picture him just sitting there while you're like singing. Like, what the hell?
I know. He's like, we'll like have dinner at his apartment and he's like, are you going to mukbang tonight? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And he'll be like, and he's just sitting there and he's like, like, cause he just wants to like enjoy his food in peace. And like, that's fine. Like I respect it. I don't mukbang every single time we're together, yeah. But I'm like, Connor, if it's like that, if it's good food, I want to like show the people, you know,
dying to know.
And then sometimes he'll be like, sometimes he'll be like feeling spunky. So he'll like pop his head in the video yeah. or something. But he supports me. He likes it, you know?
What does your family think of it?
Oh my God. I just think that like the people closest to me, they just don't think of like, they don't think of it as anything. They're just like, it's just Kate, you know,
yeah,
like
she's just, what the hell just happened?
Especially my older sister. Like she's so supportive, but she's just like, she'll roll her eyes. She's like, whatever. Like, she's just like, and like, it's because like, that's the relationship that we have. Like I'm like best friends with my older sister and my younger siblings too. But like Kristen's like, I don't really care. I'm like, that's fine. You don't have to care. It's all good. You know?
I know. It's interesting because I feel like on Instagram, people, like when I started Instagram, I created a brand. So like it was a right. persona of me.
Right.
Not that I wasn't myself, because I'm very much myself, but it's very like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very like aesthetic, you know, like everything, yeah. mm-hmm. one color and whatever. But yeah. on TikTok, like you're just being yourself, like
right.
through and through. So right. I think that's also why people relate to you so quickly, because they're like, oh, I feel like I know her.
Right. And I think that like, it's one of my best friends told me this the other day. She was like, you act the same way. Like there's no show. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I act the exact same way that I do, that people see like on camera, off camera. Like that's me. I'm on like 24/7. Yes, I have bad days. I for sure do have bad days. And I like to show that because I'm not perfect. You know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to get angry. Like yesterday I went live and I was so angry because I've been cooped up. I had to quarantine because I went from Florida. So like I was waiting for my test results like for COVID, and I'm doing the right thing. I don't want to be outside. You know, I don't want to like be around people.
Yeah.
And I've been cooped up for literally like a week and a half. And I've been waiting for my results back, and I called the clinic and they were like, oh yeah, you'll get them back Monday. And I'm like, I just started crying because I've just been
This literally happened to me. I came back from Charleston, South Carolina, and I was waiting for the results, and I was with my friends quarantining because we were together. Yeah. And I just started flipping. Same thing. An angry person. I was now I have to wait until the end of the weekend. Like I was having a panic attack.
And like, I want to do, and I want to do the right thing. I'm trying to I'm being responsible, yes. you know, like I think that this COVID thing is so serious and people don't take it seriously enough. So like, yeah. if I can use my platform to show how serious it is and to stay home. So I went on live and I was just like, I was just angry. I was just so mad, you know, for like no reason. And then literally 20 minutes later, I got the call saying I tested negative. Woo! So I was like, all right, like, and I was like, Connor, let's go for a walk. Like I can be outside now.
Yeah, I need to go outside, please. Yeah. That's so funny. I have some like technical TikTok questions. So
okay.
I like don't go live a lot. What like, okay, first of all, for the people yeah. that are tuning in that, like I'm sure there's a lot of people tuning in that are like, how do I go viral on TikTok? How do I make it? I got a lot of questions around just TikTok in general because it's a new platform for so many people. What is live and what the hell are with people sending monetary gifts?
Okay. So like I guess
freaked out.
I don't know. Like I'm just as clueless as you, to be honest with you.
I do it all, but I still have no idea.
Right. So like, I guess you can go live when you hit 1,000 followers. I thought you had to wait until 10,000 followers to go live.
I didn't even know you had to wait, because I've just been doing it all along.
Yeah, so you have to wait until you hit a certain amount, which is 1,000. And so like I hit 1,000 like forever ago, but yeah. like I waited until 10,000 because I didn't know that I could go live at 1,000. And then I don't really understand the gift thing of it. People just send them, I guess, but I really don't. It's like cents. Like I don't know. Like
it's bizarre.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
I have a lot of followers that are like pretty young, and then I feel sometimes like kind of creepy being in a live because they're like, "What's your favorite color?" And I'm like, "This is inappropriate."
Like it's like yeah, like you're like, I know, and it sucks because I wish that a certain age could only join because like, I don't want to like, you know, it's just weird.
So you're talking about and who's watching. That's what freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I just assume that most of my followers are like
of age.
Of age, you know, I don't know, just based on like my analytics, I just like assume that. And I try to watch my language. I try to be like, but I have a potty mouth. Like I literally, that's just who I am. Like I can't help myself. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I try to not talk like that, but like, and I try to keep things like, I don't talk about my job. I don't talk about like people who don't want to get talked about. I don't like, like, I don't want to start shit, you know, like that's just not necessary.
Have you had TikTok beef with anyone?
I haven't had TikTok beef, but I just say like, I don't even know because I don't want to necessarily say something wrong, but like, I want to be honest with them too.
It's not, if you're not following something so closely, it's like it's hard to even have an opinion. Like you know where you stand on a like specific matter, but
right.
Like it doesn't pertain to me.
I
just get people saying like, you're copying so-and-so, and they'll tag people that they think I'm copying. And I'm like, first of all, I've been doing this longer. Second of all, like we're all doing the same shit at the end of the day. There's only like five original ideas out there.
Well, I think that that's what happened to me. Like when I first started, there was I don't know if you know Happy Healthy Haley, but she's like big
on the name. Yeah.
Yeah. She did the carrots and mustard thing. So I started, and then she said that she started mukbanging because of me, but then she just exploded, which was awesome for her. And then people were like, oh, you're copying Haley. And I was like, I'm not copying Haley. We do different things. She can do her thing. I can do my thing. We're doing the same thing. Why can't we just all be like, cool? I don't get it.
The thing with Instagram, like there's so many fashion influencers in New York that we're all doing the same thing. So it doesn't matter. Whereas on TikTok, it's like more niche almost. Like people are blowing up for different things.
Right.
And then everyone's like, oh, you're copying. And I feel like TikTok, as much as it's like more welcoming environment, I see them like canceling people left and right over sometimes like stuff that's really just like dumb.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to be super careful because sometimes I'll post something that I think is funny and then all of a sudden my comments will be like crazy. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I always try to check in. Like if I think something could go wrong, which like most of the time I don't think so because like I'm just posting about food, you know, but like sometimes I'm like, I don't know if this is like, if someone would take this the wrong way. And like, if that's the case, if I even have that thought, I don't post, but like, it's because like so many people are so sensitive to things that I want to be respectful and I don't want to step on anyone's toes, you know, but I just always try to like check in with my best friend and Connor and make sure that like, is this okay? Yeah. Just because I don't know. Again, people are so sensitive to like so many things that I don't want to like do the wrong thing, you know? And like,
I know I try to, and like, I have a really good gut. Like I'm a publicist after all. Like I know how to word things. And so, like the other day, I was moving and I sold my bed to someone. Little do people know, I didn't even sell it. I gave my mattress and my bed to someone for free because I helped out this person, gave it to them for free. And then I put up a TikTok being like, this is where I'm sleeping tonight. And it was like a little twin size air mattress and like
my
room. And people are like, I sleep under bridges. Like, how dare you? Like, basically,
I know.
I get I'm privileged, but I was just making a joke. Like, I see so much privileged shit on TikTok. Look at all these kids in the hype house living in mansions.
I'm
like, you're going to come for me? Like, I gave my bed to someone for free. So I just deleted the video because I understood that it could have come across like maybe not so peaceful. But I was like, oh my God, like I can't even like talk about my move.
I did something similar the other day. I was like eating a salad like at my best friend's house and her dogs were there. Like her parents' dogs were there and they're so cute and adorable and I love animals. But like and this is where just people like take things out of context and just don't know everything. And I just assume that people like think the same way as me.
Yeah.
And this is like the sensitive thing that I was like talking about. Like so the dogs were like up my ass and like they know that they're not supposed to eat human food. Like that's how some people like give their dogs human food, but like these dogs don't get human food. Like that's very like,
yeah, it's like a rule.
It's a rule in their house. So like one of the dogs was like up my butt and I said, Gibson, get the F out of here. Like just like playing around. Like my voice was like playful and like, and then I like turned to the other dog and I was like, Clydie, I love you. Because like I have a favorite, sorry. Like Clyde was like their first dog. I think he's just like adorable. And not to say that I don't love Gibson, but like, whatever. Yeah. And people were like, justice for Gibson. You're so mean to animals. you're so rude. I was like, and so I was like, you know what? I just can't deal with like these. And then I just deleted the video. I was like, you know what? Whatever.
Like, that's exactly what I mean. Like something so small.
So, yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is how we're interpreting this. Like, it's so weird because I'll put up like an apartment tour and people will be like, how much is your rent? Tell me how much you pay. Like,
My God. It's like, is it expensive living in Hoboken?
Yeah.
What do you do for your job? You eat out a lot. Like how, and my thing when people are like, if I'm on live and I'm talking about it and they're like, you eat out a lot. I don't think people realize that I am single in the sense that I'm not married. So like I take care of myself. And yes, my rent is like, it's pricey because it's in this area. But like at the same time, I'm single. I'm by myself. So like
higher salaries working in a city than some other places around the country. Which like my point is like, I feel like our salaries are comparable to our rent. If that
right. And and it does. And I just also think like I think people are thinking that I have like this like huge family and I have to provide for them. And like a $10 meal from Chipotle isn't going to like break my bank. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I could, reason. Yeah. Like I just, and like, I feel like, and like, then I was also getting, she never cooks at home. She can't cook. I'm like, again, take everything with a grain of salt. You don't see my life. Like you don't see
everything. I'm showing you what I'm purchasing because that's part of
it. Right. So,
I did get a lot of questions about what you do for work, and I respect that you want to keep it private, but could you say what industry you work in? Just people were asking, and I was like, I'm curious if she's talked about this at all.
I haven't talked about it just because,
like you just don't want to put your job at jeopardy.
Yeah, I think it's just like for a safety reason, just because like you can look up like where the office is, you can like, you know, it just, the thing is, I'm not on TikTok for my job, you know, like I'm on TikTok for like fun. So like, I don't think I need to say that part of my life on TikTok, you know?
It's a whole separate thing because you're talking about food and stuff. It's not like you're like showing your corporate life.
I mean, also like my first couple of videos, like I had videos like in the office too, but like nothing shows like anything, you know? Yeah. I think that for me, and again, people can do what they want on the internet. Like you can figure it out. But like, I just, for safety reasons, I just prefer not to say just because it has nothing, they don't correlate. They're not together in any way, you know?
No, that's how I feel with, like people will ask me what area I live in. And I'm like, if you know New York, you'll be able to figure it out, but I'm also not going to like give you my address.
Right. I think it's like scary. I actually just like got a DM that was like super scary. They're like, I hate you and I know, and you're not funny. And I know you're my neighbor because I see you all the time. And I'm like, ew, that's gross.
Scary.
And then I'm like, do I take that with a grain of salt? Just because like people are like annoying, like,
oh, I don't know. Cause I've had like, I'll have people that will recognize the interior of my building, like the kitchen, and be like, we live in the same building. And I'm like, that just makes me feel like alarmed, even though it's like a young girl. Like I still just like, it makes me uncomfortable.
I know. Well, that's why I also haven't given an apartment tour. Like people are like, they're like, give me a tour of your apartment. And I just try to be like really general with like the spaces that like they see, because I don't know. Have you ever watched, did you watch a documentary about like, the cats or whatever it was called?
No, but I'm going to be freaked out.
Oh, basic.
I've heard all about this.
It was basically these people, like, they found where this guy lived just based on like things around him. And like, and it was just like,
no, it's so scary.
It's scary, you know? And that's why I don't want to say my job. That's why I don't like want to say my roommate's job or Connor's job. So like, it's cause I get all the questions all the time, you know? I'm like, I can't. And I say it on live. I'm like, I just hope that you guys are like respectful of me to like, let that be private. Cause I'm sharing so much of my life with you. And like, if you want to continue seeing things, like, let's just keep it like this, you know?
100%. And my biggest takeaway of being on social media for 5 to 6 years now is that people are nosy and like, they just want more information. Like that's just all it is. Like people are just nosy. Okay. Right. I'm going to get to some follower questions.
Okay.
I love this because I would have forgot to ask. What's with the Big Daddy thing? Like,
okay. So
what is it?
I just feel like I've said this for a while. Like, I just have said it, you know, like maybe not so much, but like it was always in my vocabulary. It was always just like something I would say. And I feel like kind of, it's important to like establish something that you say often that people like love, that people can hashtag, people can like do stuff with. And I said it one time and I was like, that's good. I'm like, all right. Like I, that is mine. It is good. And let's keep rolling with it. And then it just like picked up and Big Daddy Bite is like what it is, you know, it's just anything can be Big Daddy, like your personality, like the way you dress, your food. Yeah. Like anything that, yeah. Like Big Daddy energy. Absolutely. Like anything can be it. So
I love it. What made you want to start TikTok? When did Mr. Rap obsession begin? I feel like we kind of touched on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Did it for fun. What do you do for a living? See, I got like a lot of those.
I'm sure.
So I would actually like to hear this if you're open to talking about it. I did get a lot of people writing to me asking about your history with eating disorders and people saying that you've really, really helped them be comfortable within their bodies. And like, it's just so nice to hear that, number one.
Yeah.
But could you talk about your relationship with food a little bit?
Yeah. So like I said before, like my body image and like the way I've like perceived myself and my struggle has been, it started at a young age, you know, like I was always a little bit chubbier and, I felt so uncomfortable in my skin, like throughout like middle school and high school. And then I lost a bunch of weight in the correct way. The first time I was playing sports, eating well, you know, just like it was baby fat that kind of just like shed.
Yeah.
And then in college, just like based on like the major that I was and just like the hours I spent like working and doing all these things, it just kind of like collapsed. Like I didn't sleep. My parents were going through a divorce. I just would eat and then feel so gross and I would throw up and it was just a cycle and it just felt never ending kind of thing. And then when I moved to Hoboken and I started working, like I just felt like I didn't have time to even think about it. And it just was like a healthy, just all like overall a healthier like living situation and better. Yeah. Like I just felt like I didn't feel bad about myself. And like, if anyone knows New York or living in this area, you walk everywhere. So yeah. Like healthy, like I started losing weight, like healthy. Like I was like 40 pounds overweight when I like left college. And then like, I like dropped it all. And I like my mindset kind of changed. I tell people this today, like I still struggle. Like I still, there'll be some foods that I eat and I'm like, damn, like I could throw up right now and I would feel a lot better, you know? But then I also just feel like I have an obligation. Like I feel like I have all these people like relying on me, looking at me, and I feel like I need to like make them proud, you know? And like I don't want to like disappoint anyone. So I feel like as much as I'm helping other people, they're helping me like
yeah.
You know? And it feels good. It feels good both ways. So
that's what I was just going to say. It's almost like a form of accountability.
Yeah. Yeah.
This audience. It's like,
yeah.
You feel like you're in a bad place. You could just hop on live and talk it through with your followers or vent to someone and they'll be like, look, like, you know, don't worry. I feel the same way. We're in this together. And I think that's really like such a beautiful community to build.
I also like for my family, I've always kind of been the person that everyone comes to with like issues and problems. And especially with my parents' divorce, it was just always like my mom calling me and my sister calling me and my brother calling me and just like everyone that was like relying on me, where like I didn't tell anyone until after the fact that like I was going through this because I didn't want to make anyone worried. I didn't want to have anyone like, I didn't want anyone to have to think about me that way, you know? Yeah. But what I tell people is like, I think the thing that I wish most is I wish I reached out to people and like had that support, because it's easier to like do it with someone. Like I get hundreds of messages a day and I try to get back to everyone. Just even if they are only telling me, like at least they're telling someone where I can like, I can't even like give full advice because I'm not like a therapist. I'm not like anyone that can really help, but like they can maybe pick my brain a little bit of like how I try to recover or have been trying to recover, you know? So.
No, that makes sense. It's like sometimes people just, they just probably feel a connection to you and they feel like they can relate to you. And it's right. Like you can't necessarily give them advice. You could just say what's worked for you.
Right.
And it's right. different for everyone. Like people have all different types of silent struggles or
right.
whatever it is. And I think as long as you just get on there, I think it's great. Like you dance, you sing, you do all these things. Like I feel like when I look at your content, it's just very free.
Yeah. And I'm not an expert. So like, I don't want anyone coming at me being like, that's wrong. Like what her perspective is wrong. Cause I'm not an expert. I'm far from it. I try not to like the advice I give is just trying to have a different perspective, looking at the glass half full and stuff instead of half empty, realizing that you can enjoy life and you, yeah. and that meal that you eat, like if I eat a couple slices of pizza, I'm not going to even remember eating that 2 weeks from now, you know, like it, cause those are the little things that I would always pick being like, if I eat that pizza, I'm going to gain weight right away. And then I'm going to feel terrible about myself. And I've also just like realized that like, no, if I'm 20 pounds lighter than I am right now, or if I'm 40 pounds heavier, I'm going to be beautiful. Like I just have to like embrace it and live my life and like not worry, you know?
That's so nice. That's such a great perspective that you've like adopted, because I imagine it's like so different than how you used to feel. So it's like, it's crazy how much like growth has come.
And I say this all the time, like this is something that has come recently. Like this is not my perspective of when I was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you know, like it's come recently. Like I just realized that life is too short to really worry about the things you're putting in your body, the having drinks or having that extra drink with your friend, you know, like it's enjoying your company and like just feeling good about yourself no matter what, you know?
That's such a good mindset. And I should think about that more, because sometimes I'll be out with my friends even and I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to order a glass of wine because I don't need the calories. But you're out. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. But like, I don't want to say that, like, I always think that way, you know, because like, that's not it either. Like there are times where I'm like, I really just don't want that because I don't want to feel like gross. And like, that's just like, that's also like, I think people think that like, sometimes I'm like, I'm so perfect and like I have things together and like I'm like just like positive like Pam, you know, all the time. But it's like that's not it too. Like I still struggle daily and like I'm working on it, you know. And I think that that's the biggest thing, is just being in a process that you are working towards something else, you know. So
totally. No, I think that makes sense. It's like I feel the same way. Like I've healthy weeks or healthy days and then really unhealthy weeks and really unhealthy days. It's like you could try to do self-help and like self-love and all of these things, but you're still not always perfect. Like you're right. going to have days that are better than others.
And like, I think that's you have, to, but that's what we all have to realize. We're humans. Like we have good days. We have bad days, yeah. You know?
So. No, totally. Let me go back to a few more questions here. Okay. Oh, I like this one. What is the favorite food that you've shown on TikTok?
Oh my goodness. Okay. I don't know. I guess like, I just like my staples, Mr. Wraps,
yeah,
Chipotle, they always just film so well and they look so delicious. Like I look back, I'm like, wow, like I could really, like it's me too looking back at my own post being like, oh, I want Mr. Wraps, you know, like that's, so yeah. It's probably Mr. Wraps and Chipotle.
I have something controversial to say. Yeah. I don't get the Chipotle hype.
Really?
It's like, it's fine, but like if I'm gonna eat Mexican, I'd rather get like a quesadilla.
Right.
Or like, I don't know, just something about all these flavors like mushed into a bowl sometimes is too much.
It's actually pretty funny because I saw a TikTok the other day of this girl talking and she's like eating a Chipotle bowl and she's like, honestly, I don't even know why I get this because I just know I'm going to feel so sick after it, you know? And like, I feel the same way sometimes. I'm like, I know that there's like a limit that if I cross, like yeah. I always want to eat the whole thing. But like, if I cross that like halfway mark, I know I'm going to be like miserable and like have to sit on the couch because I'm so full. But honestly, yeah,
that's the like, thing with Chipotle. Like,
yeah,
it's good until it's not good.
My Chipotle craze like happened, it started in high school. And I've always loved it. I don't even know why, but I've always said this too. The Chipotles in the city / Hoboken, they're terrible. They suck.
Oh, so you think I'm getting a bad experience.
My home Chipotle in Naples, Florida, in the Mercado Plaza is the best Chipotle I have ever had.
Wait, okay, interesting. Maybe
like fresh, like I just feel like my roommate Aubrey and I talk about this all the time. Like if you're outside of the city and you go to like just like a little town and get Chipotle, they just make it with love. You just know that they're making it with love. And I think that's probably why, like, if you get it, like, especially in the city, they don't make it with love. Like, they just don't.
That's interesting. I like that theory because, like, yeah, sometimes I get it and I'm just like, this isn't it. You know what's so good? What? Moe's. Have you ever had Moe's?
Okay. I've told this story so many times. My best friend in high school and I, like, Moe's was the thing, you know, before Chipotle was even like ever a thing. It was, I always got a homewrecker.
Yes, homewrecker. Oh my God.
There would be days that I would go back like twice. Like I would like I would just, okay. And then the queso was so good and the way that they would put like the chips in like the bag and like everything was like together, delicious. But when Chipotle opened, we liked the flavors of Chipotle better and like the meat quality was like a little bit better, you know? Mm-hmm. So in Naples, I don't know if you've ever been to Naples.
I have, but I don't like know the local like Chipotle. Okay.
So like in Naples, Chipotle and Moe's, they're like 15 to 20 minutes away from each other. So we would go, and this is before queso happened at Chipotle. We would go to Chipotle, get our bowls, like get what we wanted. And then we would drive to Moe's just to get the queso. Because I love like that commitment. It was like we would do that all the time.
That is,
but I actually haven't had Moe's in a really long time.
No, Moe's slaps. Like the fact that you could get like a quesadilla or like a bowl or a wrap. Like I just like that there's more options. Sometimes I also have a theory about like Mexican food in general. And I feel this way about Taco Bell, which I love, by the way. Mexican food is all the same ingredients, just in a different shape.
Yes. Form. Yes.
Like, they're all like a taco, a quesadilla. They're all the same thing.
Yes. I agree.
Like, completely. I feel that way.
Okay. I have to ask you a question now.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
What's your Taco Bell order?
Crunchwrap Supreme with no tomato or lettuce.
Okay.
Cause like the lettuce is fine, but like, I just want the hot food.
Right. Totally. I get that.
Like a cold tomato in my hot Crunchwrap. Yeah. Have you ever had a cheesy Gordita Crunch?
I had that. Okay. And this, again, this is like the same kind of thing that with like Chipotle, the one that I get it from in Jersey, it's just not good. Like they don't make it with love, you know? So like,
oh, good cheesy Gordita Crunch. It's
and I got one and I didn't like it because it was like sloppy. And then I had to do Uber Eats because I can't go pick it up. So like by the time it gets here, it's like cold. And I'm like, ew.
Taco Bell's a weird thing to get delivery because then the shells get soft, like soggy.
Well, yeah. And Connor and I got Taco Bell. We ordered it one night, like before I left for Florida, probably like 2 weeks ago at like 11 o'clock. And he's like, hey, like, it's going to be gross because like by the time it gets here and it was, but we ate it anyways, you know, like.
And so I like that. And I like hard shell tacos.
Yum.
Instead of soft. I'm a
crunch
person. So like I like chips and pretzels over like cake and cupcakes.
Totally.
So like I rather have like a hard shell taco because I like that it's like crunchy.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I like the soft tacos because it kind of just melts in your mouth. But like, I don't discriminate. I do.
Wait, do you eat cheeseburgers or do you not eat red meat?
No, I eat. Yeah, yeah.
You should do like a cheeseburger review and do all of like the, like Shake Shack is so good.
I actually haven't had Shake Shack before, but I did go up to what's the one that's in the Upper East Side that's like really famous. The one that like, oh, JG Mellon.
Oh, I was gonna say I'm like PJ Clark's. Yeah.
I went there with Connor like maybe like a month and a half ago and it was good. People were like,
Shake Shack is out of control.
That's another one when I post because I like it medium rare. Like I almost like it like breathing. Yeah. And people are like, that's disgusting. Those are the ones that like, this is why like I don't do like a ton of burgers too, because it's just like, that's gross. Like it's bleeding. And it's like people from like, not from like the United States, you know, like that's what I see. They're like, we wouldn't be able to eat that in Canada. I'm like, well, we can eat it here. And I like it that way. And you're missing out. Like if you've never had a medium rare burger, you don't even know what you're like.
No, yeah. Medium rare is the shit. Wait, that's so funny. Yeah. I feel like I was like thinking about it. I'm like, I don't feel like I see her eat a lot of cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Wait, I love it. I think that you are going to do like big, big things. I'm so excited. I'm like waiting for you to hit a million. I think it's going to happen before the new year.
I don't know. It just, it's date, like there was like 2 weeks ago where I was barely hitting like 1,000 followers a week. And I was like, what the heck, you know, the algorithm like is like crap. But then this past week I got over 200,000 followers. Like, I don't understand.
That's like me. Like some weeks I'm killing it. And then other weeks I'm like, oh, I'm going backwards.
Yeah. And that's what I was seeing like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, these people are all like unfollowing me. And I'm like, and you know what it is? I just try not to take it too seriously, because at the end of the day, it's an accomplishment to say that I have, over my quarantine, I have gained 760,000 followers.
It's,
you know,
insane if you think about it. Like, it's so incredible. It's so incredible. I think you're going to hit 1 million. You need to get like verified. Like, the whole thing needs to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping it's like soon.
I think it's going to happen like any day. I love it.
It would be awesome. I mean, I honestly just like, I've told this to a couple people, but before my Taco Bell video went viral, I wrote down on a piece of paper, basically being like, I want to inspire and do something good with a TikTok platform. And I feel like I really am just like helping people, you know, and like,
you really are. It's so,
and like, it makes me feel so good. Like, I just feel like I have a purpose on this app to like, I don't even know. I just feel like I have like a purpose, which is just like such a good feeling.
So what's next for you? Will you do a podcast? Will you do YouTube? Like, is anything on the horizon?
Yeah. So like, I'm in the works. I think my roommate and I are going to start a podcast because we just have good banter and it would be fun. Something for us to like do. So Aubrey and I are like looking into doing that. And I set up a YouTube like months ago and have not touched it.
it's a lot. And especially because you are working full time. Like, I'm an influencer full time. So like, I make the time to do it, but it's a big time commitment. Like, it really is.
And I think that's why TikTok is so fun, because most of the time I'm just like, even if I just post like a, like again, duets, super easy. I do them at night right before I go to bed. It's like something, it's my like therapy. Like, I like to sit in my bed. I like to, like, they just pop up or people tag me in them. Easy to do. I enjoy it. And then for like my eating ones, if I have a lunch break, I go eat my lunch. I have to eat, you know, and then I have like an extra couple minutes. I just post them all in a row and then it's done. Whereas like YouTube, you have to edit, you have to do, like, that's why I think maybe doing a podcast first would be more fun, because I kind of put like a feeler out a couple weeks ago, just being like, if you guys, like, if I did a podcast, what would you want to hear? And I think people just want to, like you said, people just want to know more, you know. It doesn't really have to be, it doesn't have to be anything specific, but like, I think that just based on like where Aubrey and I are in our life and like the way that we talk anyways, and we have like very similar perspective, it would just be like kind of fun to like be 26 and 25, you know, talking about living in the tri-state area, working daily, go like dating, or having a relationship, like doing just normal 26 and 25 talk, you know?
No, that's all people want to see. They just want like the real you and to know more about your life. And I mean, you could have guests on, there's so many different things you could do, but I think that's so exciting. And like, I'm super excited. I know that you have merch coming out. I saw.
Yes, Christmas merch is coming out November 13th, the month before my birthday.
I love it. So good. So
I'm really excited.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that we were able to meet. And
yeah, thank you.
I'm going to come and go to Hoboken and go to
Oh my God, let's do a review together.
I like need to, I'm like, I'm dying to. We'll do one
together. I'm so down. I'm so down.
Amazing. Thank you again. I'm going to stop recording and then.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you.